Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, and welcome to A Sound Heart Radio. This afternoon, I would like for you to turn to 2 Peter. We will be studying from 2 Peter, and we're going to be looking at 2 Peter chapter 3 and the last verse of chapter 3, which is 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18, which reads, "But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen." First of all, I would like for you to note the distinctively eschatological nature of 2 Peter. That is, 2 Peter deals with eschatology, or the doctrine of last things. Now, he does not give a comprehensive presentation of eschatology. He gives particular aspects of eschatology, of which you and I must know. Whatever we read in doctrine is spiritual knowledge that God wants us to know, to have, to possess, not merely in an intellectual fashion. But we must possess doctrine in such a way that our wills have been shaped by doctrine so that we might live the way God has called us to live, that we might live lives that are well-pleasing to God. And so doctrine is vital. And please understand when I say doctrine, I mean the Word of God, the living Word of God. The Word of God is alive. Amen? The Word of God is alive. So, 2 Peter chapter 1 is very interesting because of the nature. Peter will lay a foundation for the nature of this book. Now, some scholars have wanted to dispute certain aspects of the book. I don't go into that. That's for another day. But what I do want to look at are some very powerful revelations that God has provided for us. Now, notice in your introduction, you read, "Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us, through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and our and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things," notice the language, "that pertain unto life." The word here for life is zoe in the Greek, zoe, and the word means the highest blessedness of the creature. "All things that pertain unto life and godliness," godliness, use to the end, "through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises," that is through God's word, "that by these," purpose clause, that begins the purpose clause, "that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust." Let me say at this time, nowhere in the Greek New Testament and nowhere in the English versions of which I'm aware that just state that born again ones have an old sin nature. Will not find that language. You will not find that syntactical arrangement in either the Greek or the English versions of which I am aware. What we do find for with regard to believing ones, that is those who have been genuinely born again, is this, the sarx, the flesh, the sarx. And in Paul's great letter to the Romans, he talked about the sarx and how devastating it is when believers walk according to the flesh. So he goes on, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Verse 5, and besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue or moral excellence. And to virtue, very important word, gnosis, or spiritual knowledge, spiritual awareness, spiritual perception. And to knowledge, temperance or self-control. And to temperance, patience. The word in Greek for patience is hupomene. Hupomene, a very important word for believers. And to patience, godliness. And to godliness, brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, love. Be in you. Notice the verb be, for if these things be in you and abound, in the Greek it is superabound, they make you that you shall neither be barren, that is inactive or unemployed, nor unfruitful in the knowledge, and the word knowledge here is epignosis, of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Greek word for knowledge is gnosis, G-N-O-S-I-S, and then with the prefix added, epi, or upon. So this is Peter's term for supernatural knowledge, divine knowledge. You shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So he begins the letter by talking about the fruit of the Spirit, or what should be in our hearts, what God wants to see active in our lives. And notice, in verse 5, we have the term add to your faith. Add to your faith. Epikorigeo. And the word here means to create a chorus of virtues in one's heart through the power of the Spirit that work together in this wonderful harmony. Add to your faith moral excellence and to moral excellence knowledge and to knowledge self-control, this epikorigeo, this chorus, this wonderful character that shows that the individual has been born anew, that he or she is new, that old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. There is a new mind. Ephesians chapter 4, Paul talks about the believer having a new young mind that never grows old. If you have been born again, things are now different. There has been that hiatus with the old. These things are gone. The old, ancient things are gone. Why do I say that? Well, because notice if we go down to verse 9, Peter writes, But he that lacks these things is blind, spiritually blind, and cannot see afar off. Muopezo, that is, he's nearsighted. He can only see near. And hath forgotten, oh boy, listen to this, spiritual forgetfulness. Hath forgotten that he was purged old sins. His old sins. So, the word for old here is palai. Palai, P-A-L-A-I in Greek. And it means a past, a cleansing that has taken place in our lives. And we get our word paleontology from this particular word. So you and I have been given a brand new life through Christ. Please read this chapter very carefully and very prayerfully. Now, Peter states his case for divine character and for spiritual growth for this reason. Now, notice, as we read down in chapter 2, he talks about the false prophets who would come or the false teachers. He talks about both, the pseudo-prophetai and the pseudo-didaskaloi, which were the false teachers. So they will come in among you who shall bring in damnable heresies. 2 Peter 2, verse 1. Even denying the Lord that brought them and bring upon themselves swift destruction. So we see why Peter had to lay the foundation for divine character so that believers would have divine perception and would grow up in their faith. Because believers at this time had to face Gnosticism. And Gnosticism was a false doctrine. And the people, I don't have time to go into it now, but it was a very destructive false doctrine. So Peter says this to the believers in chapter 2 about the false teachers. And he says in verse 2 that many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. Think about our day and our time. And through covetousness, now notice, through covetousness, panting for more and more in the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not covet. In Ten Commandments, the word covet means to pant after, to heavily pant after something that is not your own. And through covetousness, shall they with feigned words, if you have your Bible open, I would like for you to open it now and write down this word. For feigned. It is P-L-A-S-T-O-I-S. Plastois. It means to mold as from clay. It means forged words in order to manipulate and to destroy. So therefore, believers, and notice, he writes, and through covetousness shall they with feigned words or plastois words make merchandise or buy and sell believers, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. Now, very powerful. I'm going to go through this some more. So if there are things you missed in this show, we will go over them again. And so if you go to chapter 3, Peter talks about the end of the present cosmology, the end of the present world, which will be renovated by fire, which will be destroyed by the power of God. And so in our next show, we will talk about this even more, what it means to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Have a wonderful afternoon and weekend. God bless you.